Vermont lawmakers have introduced more than 700 bills this year, but the House and Senate had devoted a lot of time lately to two in particular: paid family and medical leave and a $15 minimum wage are big priorities for many Democratic lawmakers. But both bills are running into some legislative obstacles. VPR's Pete Hirschfeld has been following the debate in Montpelier, and he's here with us now to fill us in on the latest. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Mary.
So let's start with minimum wage. Last year, the legislature passed a bill that would have increased the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. Governor Phil Scott vetoed that legislation, of course, and Democrats are trying to pass a similar bill again this year. Where does that legislation stand?
This bill cleared the Senate really easily all the way back in February, but the House Committee on General Housing and Military Affairs has taken quite a bit of time with this legislation, and they've discovered some potential consequences of raising the wage that have really given them some pause. And a lot of their concern centers on what happens to healthcare providers, specifically these nonprofit agencies to which government has effectively outsourced a lot of its human services functions. We're talking here about community mental health agencies, for example, or home health agencies and the like. These organizations employ tens of thousands of Vermonters who provide home-based personal care to senior citizens, for example, or help people deal with mental health crises. And a lot of these workers are making minimum wage or not much more. And if you raise the minimum wage, then these organizations can't magically increase their own budgets to cover the higher payroll. And so House lawmakers are hearing from a lot of advocates who are kind of sounding the alarm and saying, look, if you're going to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour, then you need to raise our budgets accordingly, or we're not going to be able to provide the same level of services that our vulnerable clients have become accustomed to.
So we mentioned earlier that the legislature passed the $15 minimum wage last year. Is it on track to pass again in 2019, or is that landscape totally different now?
You know, top Democrats in the House held a press conference earlier this year where they vowed to take action on the $15 minimum wage bill. So they almost have to figure out a way to pass it. And I'm pretty sure that they will. The bill finally passed the House Committee on General Housing and Military Affairs just this past Friday. And now it's on its way to the Appropriations Committee, which will try to figure out some of the finance issues we were just talking about. But this could end up being a very close vote. Last year, the House barely passed the minimum wage bill. You need 76 votes to pass a bill. Minimum wage got 77 last year. And based on folks that I've talked to recently, I think the vote is going to be close again in 2019.
And paid family and medical leave, another centerpiece of the legislative agenda for Democrats this year. Earlier this month, the House passed its version of the paid leave bill. But I gather the Senate has some concerns with that legislation.
They flagged some issues, for sure. And one relates to folks who are going to have to pay into the paid leave program but will not be eligible for the paid leave benefit. The House bill, which passed earlier this month, would assess a 0.5% payroll tax on virtually every worker in the state. Here's the thing, though. In order to be eligible for the paid leave benefit, you have to make at least $11,700 a year or so, somewhere around there. And you also have to have worked at least a certain number of hours over the past year. It turns out there are more than 60,000 wage earners in Vermont who would have to pay into the paid leave program, but who would not meet the criteria that you need to be eligible for the program. And as you can imagine, that rubs some people the wrong way. There are some other issues, too, related to provisions that call for a private insurance carrier to administer the state's paid leave program. All that said, key senators that I've talked to say they think these are solvable problems, and the paid leave bill is very much expected to pass the Senate as well before the end of the session.
And last year, Republican Governor Phil Scott vetoed both the paid leave and minimum wage bills. Is that veto threat hanging over lawmakers this year, too? And if so, is there any chance that they can override the veto this time around?
That veto threat very much hangs over both of these bills. And whether or not Democrats can override depends on the bill. On the $15 minimum wage, let's start with that one. I think the Senate could find a two-thirds majority needed to override a veto, but it is difficult to imagine a scenario where House lawmakers could muster the 100 votes they would need to override. On paid leave, the numbers are a little more favorable in the House, but there were 52 lawmakers who voted against the paid leave bill in the House earlier this month, and that means leadership would need to turn at least three of those votes in order to override, which is no sure thing. There are also some real questions about whether the Senate would be able to muster an override on the paid leave bill as well.
VPR will be covering these bills and more as the legislature enters its final stretch of the 2019 legislative session. VPR's Pete Hirschfeld, thanks so much for the update.
Thank you, Mary.